Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Cherie's Starlight Radio Show. Yes, I know you missed me, and so did I. Well, let me put you up to date a little bit to what happened with me. I went to Asia to connect with some of my old friends, and as I was there, I also decided to have surgery. So, when I was a kid, I developed some problems with my ears, and I don't know how many of you are aware of the subconscious forces, but when you have adults screaming all over you, of course, that was my mom and my stepfather starting their relationship when I was a kid. When you have parents that screams all the time, it's not exactly healthy for the child. Subconsciously, I was making a wish. The wish that I had was, I don't want to hear my parents screaming. I just don't want to hear them anymore screaming. So I complained to them. And I used to say, is there any way you, as adults, you could communicate without screaming? That would be such a good thing for all of us. We were 8 in the family. Well, of course, you know, they did not know better. So I was keeping the same thought process. And the thought process I had was, to stop listening to my parents screaming. And years later, I find out, of course, as the future is the reincarnation of the thought, my subconscious, who cannot differentiate my fears from my wishes, took my wishes textually. And my subconscious said, okay, Louis, you don't want to hear your parents screaming, so what am I going to do to help you? And what it did is to bring about infection behind the drums that led me into some serious, painful otites that become chronic to the point where, of course, both of my drums were destroyed. And then one day, I woke up with a lot of discharge on my pillow. Mother was all upset. Oh, my gosh, what happened to Louis? They took me immediately to the doctor, which ordered Mom immediately to take me to the emergency room. They stuffed my little butt with 18,000 units of penicillin trying to stop the infection, which did not. So after a week or so, the doctor told my mom, well, guess what, Mrs. Terry? Louis does not respond to any medicine that we have. So that was the diagnostic. The prognostic was, to my horrified mother, I was going to get blind, I was going to get brain infection, and maybe 2 weeks or so I should be dead. I would be dead. She was just totally, totally devastated. And the doctor said, well, do you want to keep Louis here or do you want to bring him back home? Well, she said, I'm going to bring him back home. She brought me home. But you know what? She didn't want me to die in front of the rest of the family, so she brought me to a mother or to grandma. And guess what? That's where the miracle of life really, really exists. Grandma never, ever raises a voice. She never screams. Next thing you know, the healing process took place because I was not making any more wishes to stop listening to my parents. So, the healing process started, which means the infection stopped, but my drums were already gone. Okay, so years later, I decided as I went to Asia to do that surgery. First of all, it was very worthwhile for two reasons. The first one is that, you know, I can hear a million times better. I can hear the fan, the AC starting and all finishing. I can hear noise that I never heard before. That's very amazing to me. And, foremost, the price, quarter of a price for any and all type of surgery in Thailand. And for those of you who have signed up to my newsletter, you know that I am offering an option. Would it be for facelift, want to do your nose, breast implants, or any type of surgery. It doesn't have to be cosmetics, of course, because your insurance company is not going to pick up the bill. But any type of surgery, in my newsletter, I offer that deal. And I got tons of response from people from all over the world who wanted to, you know, benefit from the extraordinary affordable price of any type of surgery in Thailand, as your money quadruple its values. So if you want to know about this deal, go to my website, scroll down to Dragon Newsletter box. You'll see the two dragons there. Click on Read Previous Newsletter and read Asia Trip, okay? And then while you're at it, put your name, put your email address, and benefit from all sorts of information and supreme deals. So that's what I went through. And, of course, everything was fine. But, my gosh, the trip back was just a nightmare. All the way up to 35,000 feet and coming down was just a nightmare because of the pressure cabin changed, altitude changed. That was a nightmare. And then, of course, I couldn't go to any public place because the surgery was successful. No infection. Everything's been working pretty good. Tells you that in Thailand, the surgeon that I know, many of them, by the way, were trained in the United States. They were trained in LA. They were trained in Texas. They have the best of the best. And most of all, one good thing is that very often, if anybody wants to have any cosmetic surgery, you go and see a doctor, and next thing you know, he's going to do surgery on you in the back of his clinic some places in a big, sophisticated building. Excuse me, that's dangerous. You don't do that. All of those doctors are top of the line, okay? They all speak English fluently, trained in the United States, and guess what? You are going to be taken care in a hospital, 50 floor high, where you have in each floor emergency equipment ready for you. Anything could take place, so you are safe. All right, so that's the deal I wanted to talk about. And of course, I could not work. I couldn't put the phone on my ear because it sounded like if somebody was screaming at me when somebody was talking to me. So I put stuff in my ear on a cotton or whatever so I could handle the new noise, so to speak. But it's getting better by the minute, and this is why I'm back. So for those of you who missed me, I'm sorry, but I'm back. All right, good news. The universe is still expanding. Can you believe this? Finally, the mantle snob, the scientist, which I always nickname Young Soul or imbecile moron, such as those who have removed Pluto from the celestial family. My gosh, can you believe this? Oh my gosh, what a disaster for mankind. But you know, there has always been a little fight, I mean a big fight, between astronomers and astrologers. So they're trying to discredit astrology by saying or doing, oh, well, if we remove Pluto, then they cannot use that planet in their translation because it is not scientifically proven. Guess what? Out of, 1,500 people that were invited, okay, only 300 showed up. They still went on. It's disgusting. They still went on. And through the poll, of course, and they passed that new regulation that Pluto was not worth it to be a planet. Well, let me tell you something about Pluto. Pluto was death. Pluto was drama. Pluto is the reincarnation principle. Pluto is the worm in the water transforming into a butterfly. Wherever you have Pluto in your chart, you have death, you have power, you have supreme, supreme energy working for you. And guess what? Pluto rules sex. Corporate endeavors. So that means every one of these astronomers out there who removed Pluto from the universe are now incapable to have sex. The good news about the expanding universe that I was listening tonight on the Discovery Channel is that they finally come to terms that every single living thing on this earth, including ourselves, are directly connected with those stars? Will it be supernovas? Will it be faraway distance constellations lost in the Milky Way? Guess what? Our solar system is not only expanding, but it's expanding even faster. And the scientists have recognized once and for all that we are the essence of the stars. Of course, what we don't know yet is that if we are alive and we are real and we are in a solid physical world loaded with all the mineral that makes life possible, such as zinc and gold and any and all elements that produce life, okay? If we are physically directly connected with all stars, guess what? It doesn't take a brain surgeon to realize we are also completely and entirely connected spiritually, psychically with those stars. And that's where I'm coming from. By proving to those who pay attention to my work that those stars are extraordinarily real and very, very powerful. So this bunch of nerds that have discredited and eliminated Pluto and called it a dwarf planet, I'm telling you, the only thing dwarf is their brain. Okay? These people have absolutely no clue. They want to make sure that, as it is a branch of NASA, of course, our tax dollars is spent wisely. And my gosh, this scientific world is in its infancy. I wrote about it, so please, if you never read any of my newsletters, go there and read all about what I said about Pluto and those scientists. I was pretty hot when this happened. And obviously, I didn't spare those morons, but it's still a good idea for you to go there and to investigate these newsletters. Anything on my newsletters is very educational. Plus, it tells you a bunch of stuff, you know, like I'm going this weekend to San Francisco. I'm going to be doing, I'm at the guest of honor with George Norrie. We're going to go there and listen to some speakers and connect with some friends. I'm going to take some pictures and make a nice newsletter again upon my return. Then I'm going to be teaching my astropsychology course in Sedona in October. Then I'm going to be doing all sorts of interesting things. And again, all that you want to know, all that you need to know is in those newsletters. It's free. I am not like certain lunatic, earth change lunatic who's providing the end of the world, who have absolutely no clue of the stars making you pay for those newsletters. Money's free. Money's real. And you will find out again if you pay attention to Dr. Terry and his predictions. Now, before kind of translating a little bit of the wheel of the stars, I have to bring you back sad enough to one of my predictions. Actually, it's prediction number 9, where I wrote 2 years ago in Moon Power 2005 or 2006, that it would be the worst year involving the death or serious trouble for many famous actors. It started with, of course, Mel Gibson, you know, being arrested for DUI. And another lady, I can't remember her name. Oh, gosh, she's a beautiful singer. I cannot just recall her name just yet. And then, of course, the big deal with Tom Cruise, breakup with Hollywood. Not to forget, of course, City Boy George, who has to perform his court order community service by picking up trash in New York City streets. That is amazing. But the worst of the worst came true, and that was with Stingray killed the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin. We all have been shocked. But guess what? Let me tell you a little bit about Steve. First of all, his entire chart, his entire fate is on the newsletter, okay? So you can go back, as I say, go to my website if you're just joining, okay? Scroll down. My website is drcherry.com. Of course, you must know it. If not, you wouldn't be listening. Go there. Scroll down from my homepage to the Dragon Newsletter. Click on Read Previous Newsletter and look for the Crocodile Hunter. And read all about his stars and realize why he died. There's absolutely no accident. As Stephen Irwin knew about his stars, as Stephen Irwin knew about the tail of the dragon, the tail of the dragon in his eighth house of death, chances are he would have been much more cautious in hanging around and hovering over a stingray. But it was part of his fate. And some people say, well, when it's time, it's time. And no. Ignorance is evil. Knowledge is power. It was supposed to be my time a few years ago with the Asia tsunami, when I was supposed to be there on that very beach in Phuket in Thailand. Oh, no. I was supposed to be there. But when I looked at the date, December 25th, full moon in Cancer, Uranus in Pisces, I said to my friend Owen in Los Angeles, that got real pissed off at me, excuse my French, you know, because I couldn't go for this Christmas holiday to Thailand to look into those beautiful temples out there. I said, look, you know, I have to follow what I preach. I am not going to go to Thailand under those auspices, my friend, because that means death for you or for me or God knows what. I practice astropsychology. I know what I'm doing. I have a bad feeling, and my stars supports it. Guess what? The same friend came home 2 weeks later after, you know, the tsunami. He didn't realize just yet, crying and telling me, my gosh, you said that, but I did. And again, all these people that follow Allah, Buddha, and Jesus and read all these apocalyptic, disturbing, all dated, archaic type of material, such as the Bible or whatever, these people had no clue of how to handle the stars and how to heed God's message written in light through his own creation. Now, that's the beauty of being very knowledgeable. So I'm telling you, Steve Irwin didn't have to die. It is not fate. The power of God that we all possess is much stronger than those stars. But how can you make a good use of those stars when you have no clues of what those stars are about? What's the point for you to get into a beautiful car and ignore every single red light or stop sign in the street? This is what he did. This is what 99.5% of the people walking this world who do not have cosmic consciousness do on a daily basis. And you're wondering why this world is chaotic and why people are losing their precious life on a daily basis. My gosh. I should be dead so many times, and each time I listen to my guts, my conscious connection, and most of all, the stars. Now, download my book, Moon Power 2006. Give it a shot. It's free. It's on my website. Click on that banner. Take the time. Spend 5 minutes. Download it. It can save your life. Download it. Talk to me, or let me talk to you. Explaining the rules of the moon and realize the true values of pure wisdom. This book is available. It's there. That's why I give it for free. Now, the new 2007 is at the printer, which means it will be here very soon. Of course, you could get it from Amazon, Ingram, everywhere you want to, but you know, most of the time they get it from us. So if you're not in a hurry, that's fine. But if you want to have the book right away, you better go to my website. You want to click on orders, and you want to get the book. Okay? I already have so many people who already have pre-ordered the book, And as soon as you get here, these people are going to be well prepared and the first one served as far as this book is concerned. Okay? There is no mystery, people. I can only repeat myself. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. You don't have to die. You don't have to suffer. Now, this upcoming full moon is taking place within the world of Aquarius. And anytime you have Aquarius ring above your head, raging powers, any eccentric, shocking, surprising news such as Irwin being stung by a stingray will happen because Steve was born with a tremendous amount of Aquarius in his chart. Matter of fact, him and I have the same chart. God, thanks for that. I was not born with the tail of the dragon in the house of death. Okay? And I'm aware of that tail in my house of death. So I drive a little bit more or much more carefully. I wear my seatbelt and I'm just being very cautious because I don't take chances. Chances are this dragon ain't gonna bug me. And that's what it is. You have to be careful. He did not know. He had to keep the stance, you know, that he used to do, always coming. You know, it's just the way it is. But of course, a lot of people have emailed me and called me, my gosh, Dr. Tree, I was born in February. The tail of the dragon is my house of death like you and Erwin. Am I going to die? I say, hey, wait a minute. If you go and hang around with wild bear, cruise around in Africa chasing lion by the tail, or, you know, screw around with some gang or drink too much and drive, chances are the dragon's going to get your butt. Use common sense. You've been going through the tail of the dragon in your house of death a few times. Last year, it was with my friends and wishes, and I have lost two friends that have been with me for 20 years. I was prepared. I knew it. I prepared myself emotionally for it. Because when it does happen, it hurts. Well, this tail of the dragon is nasty. I just sneezed. Tail of the dragon involves anything to do with the police. Now, this nasty Scorpio tail that we went through on the last window that I gave for September the 3rd, I said, be ready with the police. The police will make the news. Can you believe that? A sting involving Boston police took place. NFL player Steve Foley was shot by a police officer. New York State Trooper Joseph Longobardo died. The most wanted polygamist was captured. Remember, Scorpio was sex and lunatics that raped kids. My gosh. This polygamist was a leader of a sect. As a matter of fact, he was on the FBI most wanted list. He's been arrested facing sexual misconduct charge. And again, it's all there on my website. I give you the keywords. I give you the quatrain. Educate yourself. Save your butt. Now I talk about money. Money. Big money. When Scorpio was supreme wealth. NASA awarded military contractor Lockheed Martin Corp. a multi-billion dollars contract to build spaceship to return astronaut to the moon. Talking about finance and corporate deals. Hey. I talked to my quatrain about the police, and I said the police and villain or nasty people at bay. Two police officers in New York got shot. I talk about keywords such as death. Guess what? Terrorists killed 1,600 people, execution style, excuse me, in July. And my quatrain says death, drama, horror is the goal. I talk about secret evil minds to plan nasty things. 16 arrested in anti-terror raids in the UK again. My gosh. As I said, no, you don't want to take notice of this bunch of morons or their ridiculous decision to eradicate Pluto from the celestial family. The planet is alive if it rules this window. And it is just... It just amazes me. how ignorant these people are. Oh my gosh, just go to my website. Okay, scroll down to the windows and read what I predicted for the 30th and read every single one. Now, the new window is tomorrow on the 7th. Okay, I'm expecting an earthquake, explosion, or surprising news. Okay, well, anything involving the outer space, UFOs, NASA, television, God knows what. You have the quadrant. On my website, it says next negative window, September 7th. The keywords are cosmos. Cosmos, news from the cosmos. Well, you already heard it tonight. I'm telling you, I heard it tonight. Okay, the Discovery Channel, that the universe is expanding at a faster speed. That's what the cosmos is all about. Then I talk about another keyword that I gave is nuke, weird, surprise, explosion, shocking, quake, volcano, tornado, NASA news, aeronautics, airplane crash, you name it. Okay, that is the keywords I'm giving you. And then I wrote my quatrain on the September the 1st. Blast, shot, disbelief, man, evil, destroy. Higher celestial order discredits science. You see, I already told you the higher celestial order discredits science. I wrote this before I was watching the show tonight on the Discovery Channel. That finally, science will acknowledge the power of the stars. Again, right there, the full line is took place tonight. Then Mother Earth and Trail Rage, Wonder, Man, Deadly Weapons, Fear for All, I'm talking about all these nuclear talks and all the things that are taking place in the back. And you guys don't know, but just be ready. Well, it's all on my website. Talk to me. Investigate me. Okay? And just because you have a name, just because you're a very famous, God knows what, lucky idiot who managed to a forecast, a horoscope in every magazine. I'm not saying names, I'm not stating names. They're charging $600 or $700 for a reading. That doesn't mean the person knows what they're talking about. Of course they're going to make prediction, but a prediction will be made after their death, so that, you know, you can go to any of these people's websites. You ain't going to see what I said in mind. The first thing you're going to see is disclaimer. Dr. Tree website is very real and not for entertainment purpose only. Now try to look in any of those famous psychic or so-called astrologers out there that charge a fortune. Try to see any one of them having the guts to come forward and to put something like this on top of their website. Oh, you must be joking. They will not do it because now you pay $700, okay? And the prediction never came true, or, you know, none of those people. I know I did my homework. I have a well-documented set of predictions. Mine are printed on my website in my book. I can only repeat myself because in this field, you know, there is just one air between divine information and pure imagination. Okay? Before I'm going forward here, I think in a couple minutes or so, I will be taking some of your calls. Some of you, if you have questions, call the 800 number and let me look at where the dragon is located, okay, in your own personal chart. And, you know, let me give you some advice as far as avoiding the worst of his tail. You know, don't become the next Irwin and being stung, you know, by the tail of a stingray. Stingray or dragons is the same difference. Poor guy is dead. May God bless his soul, because he's done so much for the world in terms of loving and respecting animals. Well, you may also decide just to stick your ear against your speaker and listen to me. Whatever you want to do, I'm here for you. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to look at the general pattern of the stars. Right now, we've got the beautiful goddess of love, Venus, in Greek mythology, the goddess of love and beauty, cruising through the sign of Virgo. So all of those born in September have the beautiful, loving planets on their first house. So that's going to make them magnetic. That's going to make them spiritual. Who knows? Maybe they're going to do something for themselves. If it's a female, well, obviously you may decide to go and buy some beautiful clothes, do something with your hair or your nails. Guess what? That Venus there will raise your vibration, so you're going to become quite magnetic. I guess I have a caller.
Cruising through the final.
I cannot hear caller. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Susan.
Susan, where are you calling me from, hon?
I am calling you from Studio City, California.
All right, Susan, let me have your numbers. What's your date of birth?
April 27th.
Okay, so April is what number?
4.
Okay, 4.
27.
1956. Okay, so this is how I want you to talk to me, by giving me those numbers, because I'm using my software to look at you. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a few questions, and say yes or say no.
Okay.
Do you have any problems with your mother or your upbringing?
Yes.
I see some difficulties there. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Don't be resentful, okay?
Okay.
Learn to let go. Your mother didn't pick you, honey. You picked her.
Right.
You're not going to go to hell. This is hell. You're going to burn your karma. So don't be resentful about anything with your upbringing or your mother. All right? Leave yourself alone. Now, do you look younger than your age?
Yes.
I can see you through my computer.
Yeah.
You have the tail of the dragon in Gemini, Han. And that means two lives in one and so many different personalities. You really need to focus and concentrate. Have you ever been called either too nervous or ADD or something like that?
No.
Okay, good. So the one of the reasons why you control your tail is that you have a very fixed, very powerful moon in Scorpio. So the discipline is coming from your moon in Scorpio. I just want you to know. Do you have any allergies or not?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Only poison ivy.
Well, that's allergy. That's
like everybody.
One. Have you ever broken an arm or a finger?
Never a bone.
Good, good. So your Venus in Gemini is protecting you. No, okay. Now, what I see in this chart, you are so intellectual. You're so smart. But you need to focus and concentrate. Sometimes you have a fear of not knowing enough, and you need to educate yourself. You educate yourself in listening to the radio, and that's good, but you're born a philosopher, you're born a teacher. Do you like animals or not?
Do I like animals?
Question.
Yes,
okay.
Cats.
Yeah, okay, good. I can tell you that you have past life with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, in order for you to survive during those days, you had to, you know, eat animals.
Mm-hmm.
So in this lifetime, you have an inner respect for them. I don't see you going out enough, honey. You need to go out. Remember, if you don't go out, and I see you sometime also kind of a little bit fighting with some of your friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you lose a friend, you lose a wish.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the head of the dragon is in your subconscious. So you're going to restructure your subconscious. You're going to be going through some deep psychological changes. And the tail is in your health area. So don't crucify yourself thinking you have all the disease in the world. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about your health. Instead, you know, take on some yoga, take on some art class or spiritual courses. You need to do that. You need the food for your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I take Pilates and I do much spiritual classes.
Beautiful. You need it. Because your moon in Scorpio, you carry a lot of witchcraft residues, so... And all this knowledge is buried in your subconscious, and you need to relearn it, put it this way. Your chart is very interesting, you know, intellectual, communicative, but you spend a lot of time in words, inside of you. Do that make sense?
Introspective.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you, sweetheart. So you actually, you need to go outside of yourself a little bit so that you can reach some of your wishes.
Right.
Okay? And remember, it is through social interaction with friends that you will proceed. Like, for example, I had this lady the other day. She called me. She says, well, Dr. Tree, I know you're going to start your course in Sedona. I say, yeah. And then she goes, well, you know what? If I come, am I going to be dealing with some interesting people? I said, oh, my gosh, interesting people? Forget it. You're going to be dealing with people that are highly spiritual. She said, because, you know, I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. So I tried to explain to her how important it was for her to communicate and to connect with the people that vibrates like her. Then she did. She came to Hawaii. Guess what? She's now in a strong relationship with one of the other students that she met out there.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't for the groups, if it wasn't that she took a chance on me, she would never have found a soulmate, so to speak. And for what I know, they're still doing pretty well.
Right.
So anything you need, honey, remember to mingle with people. All right?
Yes, and I was told recently by someone that I am a walking encyclopedia of soul wisdom.
Oh, honey, you are a messenger of the gods. You got so much past life. This is why you have so many different personalities. Okay? But you need to focus and concentrate and crystallize this wisdom and your ability in communication or in writing or what you have or your fears in that area has to become a gift. You are a natural teacher. That's what I can tell you. I can assure you that.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
What a beautiful girl. This is amazing. You know, again, it's so easy once you look at your chart, once you understand your chart, you know, to auto-analyze yourself. Happy birthday to all the Virgos, okay? We are now, the sun is in the sign of Virgo at 14:23, 40 degree 23 seconds as I'm speaking. And happy birthday to all the Virgos out there. Mercury is also in Virgo tonight. And, of course, the mental process is geared towards details. The mental process is geared towards homeopathic healing, plants, nature, the rainforest, and all these good things. The tail is in Virgo, again, okay? Now, it does not only affect Virgos. Every one of you is a Virgo somewhere. And that's what you have to understand. This is not Linda Goodman's on sign astrology or Mrs. Cleo Boo. This is astro psychology. So you're not just your sun sign. You are every single sign of the zodiac. So you are a Virgo in your chart. And wherever you are, that Virgo, the tail is in there. And you better be aware, again, Erwin was born in February. Okay, so count from February to September, okay? February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. September happens to be house number 8. February, house number 1. September becomes house number 8. The house number 8 is the house of death. Now, it doesn't mean, as I said earlier, that all of those born in February, including myself, are going to die. But just don't go, as I said, playing with alligators or a poisonous snake or jump out of an airplane without a parachute. Don't look for trouble when the tail is in your house of death for those born in February. Now, those born in September, the tail of the dragon, we want you to reevaluate the atomic structure of your entire self. Well, that means taking some yoga, some exercise, some dieting, God knows what, the Virgin Mary we want you to do, okay? But remember, with that tail on your first house, you're supposed to, hypothetically speaking, rebirth yourself. Now, the head of the dragon is on your seventh house, Virgos. The head of the dragon is a promise for success and for love and a total protection in the affairs of regulating the seventh house. But how many of you out there knows what the seventh house is? This is the house of love and marriage and partnership, so all Virgos will definitely have the great potential to find somebody and launch a good relationship. All right, who's next?
Hi, this is Barb.
Oh, Barb, I want you to speak louder, honey. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
And I had my heels done.
Okay,
give me your numbers.
I'm from California.
Good. What's your numbers?
11.
11.
9.
The 9.
19.
1945. Bob is your name, yes?
Yes.
Is that the one who emailed me?
Pardon?
Have you emailed me a few times already?
No.
Oh, okay, because I have somebody called Bob emailing me and talking to me on the internet. I thought it was you.
Oh,
okay,
no.
let me look at you. Honey, you're a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm looking for a business. What would be...
You're looking for a business?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, honey, you were born with the tail of the dragon in the career, in your mind and in the career area. But first of all, your tail is affecting your home and your family. Do you still have your dad?
My what?
Speak a little bit louder, honey. I cannot hear you. My question was, Do you still have your dad, your father?
No.
Ah, okay. Was he nice to you or was he nasty to you?
I think he was pretty nice.
What about your mother?
She was pretty good, too.
Okay, good, good. All right. Now, the reason why I ask you that is because the tail of the dragon is affecting your mind, okay? And I want to make sure that nothing nasty happened to you as a child. You are too concerned about every little thing. You see, in your past life, you were a doctor. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
You are so much into medicine, metaphysics, but you are a Capricorn dragon still. Capricorn is the head of the goat, or in Christian theology, the head of the witch. You were not a doctor as you perceive it today, honey. You use plant, herbs, Kabbalah, incantation, astrology, and all this wisdom has been lost. And you are kind of slowly but surely rekindling your witchcraft residue. And that's why you have to be careful not to get into any form of religion, because now you would mess up. Because that would stop you to expand. And having the tail in your mind, you could easily have been either religiously poisoned or suffer some traumatic experience with your upbringing that would be a phobia that would stop you expanding or building your confidence. Do I make sense?
Yes.
All right. Now, you are a planner, but careful. Uncle Sam is not your friend, the government or the city. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
All right. So don't touch anything with the government. Do you listen to Rush Limbaugh or political or things like that or not?
Not Rush Limbaugh.
Good, good, good. And stay clear from politics, okay?
Okay.
Going to upset you. It's not going to help you, and it could bring you trouble or depression.
Okay.
Do you have any joint problem, knees problem?
Ankle.
An ankle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. See, when you were a doctor witch in England, you didn't have a car or you didn't have a horse. You did a lot of walking. And you died of a joint problem, which is like good.
Hmm.
And don't eat when you're upset, okay?
Sure.
You see some stress in your stomach. You have gift in the real estate, honey. And you also have gift in feeding the world or protecting the world. But it doesn't have to be with food or real estate. If you educate yourself or become a student, you can feed the world like I do with high informative direction that are coming from the archetypal problem of consciousness that is a representation of the universal structure. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's where you are. Now, the tail of the dragon is on your wishes area, and that means some friends or some groups, especially if they are guru-like or religiously oriented, are not going to help you. You have the head of the dragon, which is, on the other hand, very powerful and very positive, in your fifth house of speculations. That means if you speculate, if you take chances, if you took a chance by calling me tonight, that's speculating. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you take a chance by reading my books or becoming a student, God knows what, this head of the dragon is going to literally load you with rewards that will come and crystallize maybe in a year or two from now, but the money will be there. You are a very, very late starter. And you also don't look your age. Have you noticed that?
And then what?
You don't exactly look your age.
No.
You got a gift of youth. You're going to have an extraordinarily long life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you had what you call hand-on experience. You went through a lot of drama. Everything with you is to build and to lose, build and lose, lose and build, build, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything. Sometimes it's two marriages, two this, two that. Everything would be 2, 4, 6 with you. And I see that. But you should be confident because Scorpio never really lose. And you're too private. You don't go out enough. You too, you are missing the boat with specific groups that should be loaded with light and love and happiness and not promising the end of the time, the apocalyptic, nasty teaching of the Christians that want you to die before it's your time if you don't respect or fear your God. Do I make sense?
Yes.
You need to get off of that.
Okay.
That's poisoning. You have the power to build. You're born in the image of God. You have the power to create. It's a choice. Honey, when I came in this country, I had only 50 bucks in my pocket. No friends, no green car. Trust me, I was not driving a Corvette during those days. I had nothing. I was homeless. Look at me today. I have it all, and more coming my way. Why? First of all, because I have knowledge. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. And most of all, I know how to use the creative forces of my subconscious by being very, very positive. And I don't see you being positive. I see you being depressed, stuck in the past, and confused.
Right.
Okay, you need to change all that.
Okay.
Now, foreigners, I'm one of those, are going to be your best teachers because I will challenge you outside of science or religion and help you to free yourself towards the light. Okay. Be confident, okay? Take chance with the head of the dragon in your 3,000, honey. You cannot lose. Tell you what, go to my website, drturi.com. Download my book, Moon Power. Okay, it's free.
Okay.
And then read your forecast and read your characteristics for those born in November. And don't sting yourself. You're a Scorpio. That's powerful.
Okay.
Die to who you are, to all the negativity, to the past, to the wrong thinking, to the wrong beliefs, and rebirth yourself into the ego or the phoenix of the zodiac, and it'll be just fine.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Again, what a beautiful girl. You know, it's amazing. I can see and I can feel these people and, you know, all that they are going through, you know, totally robotic, put it this way, totally responding to the stars, not understanding the scripture written in light by God himself through his creation. Where is common sense? Now, where is common sense for people? Why don't they understand and grasp the fact that they are the essence of the universe, that they are a particle of those stars? Like, finally tonight on the Discovery Channel, the scientists realize that we are all, and everything ever created in this world is coming from, oh, the stars. Well, I translate the will of the stars for your benefit. I'm ahead of time. I'm an Aquarius. What do you expect? Well, that's the beauty of being original and controlled by Uranus, the planet who regulates the affairs involving the structure of the universal mind, the planet who rules astrology, computers, electronics, the World Wide Web, the Internet, UFOs, and you wonder why I'm eccentric, and you wonder why I had four solid UFOs experiences, and you wonder why I'm me. It's all signed up by the stars. It's a contract that I decided to endure, so to speak, before I reincarnated myself on this dense physical world. It's a blessing in itself. Guess what? You have your own painting, people. You have your own stars. You have your own UCI, unique celestial identity, UCI. That's what it stands for. It's your astrological chart, but not as translated by those novice astrologers or modern astrologers who do not use intuition or symbolism. Go back into the divine astrology methodology, the one used and practiced by Nostradamus. The guy didn't have a watch or a computer 400 years ago. He's still the best prophet and astrologer of all times. That's why I base all my informations. That's why I teach. John means Sedona. Take a chance. The worst thing that you can do is to hope to find love, more money, a good, rewarding career, and still do what you always did, which means nothing, or the wrong thing. It doesn't work that way. Your subconscious will open the doors for you if you mean business. If you take drastic action, if you make drastic decision, so will your subconscious bless you with his rewards. Work for me, gotta work for you. Use common sense. I'm a catalyst in helping you if you just trust me. You know, and don't hope for, you know, Social Security to take care of you when you get old, when your exhausted body, overrun body, abused body starts to give up and break down, can't go to work anymore, 60-something years old, that's it. They think of you as being trashed. Well, do you think $300 or $400 a month are going to take care of you? But if you educate yourself into astral psychology, as long as you think and as long as you talk, you will always make money because the children of the future needs you. So be smart. Don't stress your body. It's like a beautiful car. You drive this car 100 miles per hour. You abuse it. Of course, you're going to have pain. Of course, it's going to break down faster. I quit working hard 15 years ago. I get up whenever I feel like. I travel the world. I'm happy. I teach. I make money. I use my head. No more will I use my body. Oh, yeah, I use my body for swimming, playing with my dog, running around, having fun. That's why I have boundless, boundless energy. That's why my body is in good shape. See? Use common sense. Let me educate you. Let me bring you the keys of the universe. Let me bring you the golden keys of what it means to be human. Digest it for yourself. Raise your vibration. Build up that cosmic consciousness. Then start to impress others with your true information, your ability to perceive the future or to depict character better than every psychologist, psychiatrist, profilers, or the top of the top of the mind worker that we have nowadays. I can guarantee you that. I can promise you that. That you will be able to know better than any one of these people. Just because I am the truth. Oh, I'm not cocky. No. I'm not an egocentric. I don't have spiritual pride. I just know. That's my favorite word. I know. It's coming from the bottom of my soul. I'm not delusional. I never took drugs in my life. Never smoked pot. Never did cocaine. Of course I'm French. Do you think if I'm going to get high, trust me, a glass of red wine will do the job? See what I'm saying? But just because Pastor said a glass of wine a day, we keep the doctor away. The alcohol breaks down the fat. So I live longer. Helps my heart too. Now if you abuse it, hey, be ready to die of oversized liver. Poison your liver. Kill your liver. You know? You don't want to die of cirrhosis. Liver disease. Use common sense in all that you do. If you get that mind going, if you educate yourself, you're going to be a cataclysm for the children of tomorrow. And guess what? Those kids desperately needs direction and help, because this new generation ain't going to go for halal Buddha or Jesus, because they have enough common sense that following any deity leads to dying. This is why you have a bunch of lunatics in the Middle East that want to overrun the world and turn every American into Muslims. So guess what? The Christians want to do the same. They want to turn everybody into Christians. They assign a bunch of people to the Middle East or to a stable part of the world, a missionary. Next thing you know, these poor moms are being killed or die somewhere, and of course they will make the news. How leave that mess alone? This is a sewer with different pipe created by man's folly and abusive government, who turned the true light into deities and religion and God knows what. This is the poison of mankind. Once mankind realizes that the essence of religion, which is love and light, is real, okay, and it can be associated and is directly connected with the stars, that's when finally respect, love, and true understanding will bring peace to this world. How many times do I have to say that? Being cautious. If you're a mother, never ever tell your child he's going to go to hell if he does not, you know, say his rosary at night before going to bed. Don't say that to that child. You're going to create a serial killer or a rapist. And then you're going to pay a fortune for a psychologist in the jail with your tax dollars to find out what happened to that poor kid. It's all buried in his subconscious. Do not support, endorse anything that at the end kills. And religion just does this. Because what? Because at the very moment that I'm speaking to you, somebody is dying. Somebody is losing his precious life in the name of Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or God knows what's out there. Use common sense. I'm ahead of time. I'm telling you, one of these days, all this junk will be cast aside, okay? And all the essence of true religion and true wisdom will be reestablished and will be brought back. And I am a leader on that new field. I am the one of the leaders, so to speak, there's a lot of good people out there doing what I do, don't get me wrong, of the New Age, the new religion, the Aquarius religion. Pisces, the sign chosen by the Christians, had his religion last 2,000 years, deceiving, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, drinking, depression, the past, madness, schizophrenia. That is Pisces swimming downstream. The past. That's why, again, the Christians chose the fish to represent their deceiving doctrine, but they're so blind. What do you expect? It's poor fish, 27 is constantly swimming downstream. Meantime, Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, including myself, were born with the sun in Pisces. To swim upstream. Go to my website. Take the time to read SOS to the World. Scroll down. Click on that banner where you see this world sinking into the ocean. Get to understand Neptune and how it runs the mind, the body, and the soul of any religious lunatic, whether they be Christian, Muslims, Jewish, doesn't matter. It's the power of Neptune that makes people robotic. Learn about the power of this planet who was in charge of the world last 2,000 years. Learn about it so that you can apply your will to control the negative aspect of the planet or the fish swimming downstream and go all the way up. Fight the current. Fight anything that comes your way, including the Niagara Fall if you have to. And swim upstream. Go back to your birthplace. As a child of the universe, it's the stars. That's where you came from. Go back. Go back like I did and realize that you have been made an image of God. Yes, you like it or not. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. You like it or not, you have the essence of creation. You are a God in training on this dense physical world. And you're here to learn and to grow and to expand. Change. Everything changes. Life is a constant process of changes. Do you think you know it all? Do you think I know it all? You must be joking. Tomorrow I will know better. But I will know better only if somebody changed me and proved me wrong. Oh my gosh, did it happen many, many times before? Oh yes, trust me. But the serious kick in my butt, I have learned to respect others. Pain and suffering is what makes us learn. Sad enough, this is the fact. And don't worry, you're not going to go to hell, because you already are. And that means ignorance and stupidity, the past, the guilt, anything that is unconstructive, especially fears, that is hell. That's the forces of darkness trying to stop you, engulf you, drown you into imbecility, fanaticism, despair. Nope. Go the other way. Your will is stronger than Neptune.
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
This is Linda.
Linda, what can I do for you, hon?
Yes, thank you. I'm wanting to open a healing center / day spa in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And there's a gentleman by the name of Donald, his last name starts with an S, who lives in Texas.
That's all right, sweetheart.
Pardon?
It's okay, go ahead.
And he has told me that he'd work with me and with financing and help me with financing.
Right.
And I just wondered, do you see him actually doing this? And do you see this going forward?
Well, what month was he born, hon?
I have no idea. I've never met the gentleman.
Okay. Now you're asking me to teach you to fly the shuttle, but I never flew the shuttle. You know. Yes, totally. And give me the information that I need. The only thing I need is his date of birth.
Okay.
You can tell me anything you want. That's not going to help me in his UCI. Now, what's your date of birth?
9 September
26, 1953. 9/26/1953. Well, let me look at your dragon.
Thank you.
What about that? All right, sweetheart, the head of the dragon is on your partnerships area. So
again,
the
please?
Universe wants you to meet interesting people that can open the door for what you need.
Right.
You're very smart, though. You're very, very smart.
Thank you. I can see
that. And you will attract people that have names and power that will help you. And you, too, you're kind of a late starter on what you want to do. You're smart, you're intellectual, you're down to earth, you're practical, very emotional indeed, and very steady and very solid. So there's absolutely nothing in your chart that would stop you, providing, of course, you get the financial support to get where you want to go. Now, if this person doesn't cut the bill for you, just move on, Han, okay? The universe will send you someone else.
Okay? Do you see him and I working together? Or?
Again, the same old story, honey. I have your UCI. I don't have his. I don't know who he is. I can't help you.
Okay, do you see me moving out to Oregon?
There is a full restructure of everything you see every day, so chances
there's
are...
There's a lot I couldn't understand you, please.
Yeah, you certainly will have to relocate, that's for sure.
Right.
But I tell you what...
Do you see me moving there?
Yes, I just said yes. But I'm trying to tell you, Han, this is a serious situation here. You're talking about investment, you're talking about a career. This type of investment needs some serious research. Okay, it's not,
I've done a lot of research.
No, you don't understand. All the research that you did is logical, is rational, is physical. Do I make sense? I was talking about spiritual research to find out if this partner don't have the tail on your corporate endeavors or on your career. If that person has the dragon's tail on your finances or on your career, good luck to you. You ain't never going to succeed. And that is the information you need to find out. And I ain't going to tell you that unless I have the information that I need. I need the key. Give me the key. I open the golden box for you. Do that make sense?
So what you're saying is I just need his birth date.
You need his birth date. But again, understand that I only work on the air by giving you a little bit of information. In your situation, you really, really should invest. You should invest on a full life reading. You should invest on a comparison chart. I work with CEOs, FCOs, people that are in position of power and control, government situation. I mean, your situation demands you to invest so that you don't make any mistake.
Right.
Okay? That's what it comes down to. I cannot give you what you really need on the telephone or my show. It's too many people that are waiting online
to
spend 2 hours giving you all the information.
When do you see me moving to Oregon?
Again, I have to do that. I would have to look at your chart in great detail, honey. There is no easy answer for anything. If you want to have easy answer, call a psychic. And good luck to you. I am a professional and I am a scientist, honey. I want to give you the best. And to do that, I need to do the work. It's not a simple situation. Now, you're dealing with a career. You're dealing with an investor. You're dealing with a center.
Right.
That is serious. That deserves attention. That deserves an investment, not only on the physical level and the banking and the option, but also on the spiritual level to find out if this partner has all that you need to succeed. Not only this, there is also a timing when to open. The location, you need to do your astrocartography to find out on what star you're going to open this center.
I need to do what? What was it? What'd you call it?
It's called astrocartography. That means if you go and open a center under a Mars line, chances are you're going to lose it in an earthquake, a volcano, or a fire. You know, there is no easy answer, honey. You got some work to do because that is a serious request that you make. And I don't want to put my name online by telling you what any psychic would tell you. I am a professional. I'm logical. I'm down to earth. I'm a scientist in my line of work. So if you really want to be safe and secure, you have to invest.
What kind of scientist are you?
Excuse me?
What kind of scientist are you?
I'm an astropsychologist. Uh-huh. Have you been to my website?
No. I just barely looked at it.
No, you don't barely look at something. And you told me you did some research. You know, you gotta put energy not only in depth in science and research with your center. You've got to do research in everything before you commit yourself to spend money or to start a business. If not, you're going to end up being used, abused, and lose it all.
Right.
Now, there is such a thing of bankruptcy or crooks hanging around, honey. And the stars will allow you to see through that so that you don't become a victim. Remember, I'm telling you again, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. In your situation, there is too much involved for a yes and a no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Understand me?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Meantime, if you wanna do something good and you don't wanna spend the money, at least download my book. It's free. And start to synchronize with the moon fluctuation and the universal laws. Moon power will give you enough guidance for the time being.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're surely welcome. Well, before we come at the end of this Starlight Show, I shall see you next weekend on Wednesday night at the same time. Thank you for all. Good night.